Well, Stefan, how are you assessing things at the moment in time then?
I think we're actually improving. We've been quite unlucky in the recent games and stuff. I think on Saturday we definitely deserved the 3 points, and I think on another day we could have bet later on at 4 or 5-1, to be honest, so quite unlucky.
It was one of those games, wasn't it, at the weekend I was there, where it was Leighton Orient putting men behind the ball, and it looked as though they could even cling on for a 1-0 before all the late drama.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I think all the boys know that we go right to the death, and going down the cop end, I think we're always got to score, and we proved that in the last game and against Gillingham as well. So we're always got to score at home, I think, and I think all the boys know that, and we've showed our team spirit by going right to the end.
What is it about late goals on the Blades at the minute? Why are they coming so often?
I just think we know we're always going to get a chance, and right now it's coming at right the end of the game. So I think, like I said, we'll play right to the death. So that's all, really.
Your manager said to us after that game, he thinks someone's going to get, and I'll use his words, a tanking at some stage. Do you agree?
No, yeah, definitely. Like I said, I think we should have bet late on at 4 or 5-1 on Saturday there. So I think one of these days, one team has got to get a tanking, and hopefully it's pretty soon, and we can go on a good run from there.
Do you feel that things are starting to gain a bit of momentum now? Because there have been some critics in recent weeks of performances, but do you feel that as the players are getting to know each other a bit more, lots of recruitment over the summer, do you think that it is starting to get a bit of a ball rolling?
Yeah, there was 10 or 11 new players, so like you say, it's got to take time for everyone to gel and stuff, so I think it is definitely the ball is getting rolling now, and I think we can look forward, and hopefully we can get a good run like we did last season, and I don't think that's too far in distance.
What about on the attacking side of things? How do you see your role here with the Blades?
I just need to try to get on the ball a lot more and try to get driving forward and try to get more goals and assists like I tried to do in the last season, but just need to try to get on the ball like I said, and hopefully I can make things happen, and I think that will come in time.
Is it about gambling at times, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think you need to gamble, and sometimes when we play with Josie, he's nice to come in short and getting the ball and likes to lay it off to the midfielders and try to play more advanced, and me and Wallace, it has been recently, try to get beyond him and try to get balls through, which has not been coming off right now, but I definitely think it will all happen.
Jose can be a real playmaker, can he, for that side? He can really influence a game.
Yeah, he's a great talent, and it just shows you what he can do when he came back from injury against Hartlepool, the moment of magic he'd done there, and the moment of magic he's been doing throughout the whole season, to be fair, and like you say, he's a massive boost for the rest of the team. Great player, so.
Do you feel you miss him when he's not in the side?
Yeah, I do, because like you said, his creativity is just unbelievable, so definitely I do miss him when he's not in the side, and I think it can only benefit the team when he's playing.
And in terms of the formation, lots of people phone us and say to us, he needs to go with two up top. How do you view it? Because he can play with Higdon up there on his own, can't he?
Yeah, definitely. We've got Higdon up there. We could have Mark Minotti up there, and big Chris Porter up there. And obviously, Josie started at the weekend there. But I don't think you can play whatever formation you want. But I think at the end of the day, it's how you take the game to the other team. You could play a 5-4-1. And if you take the game to the other team, you never know what could happen. So it's not to do with formations or nothing. So we've got a lot of creativity in the team, and I think we're always got to score goals. So
this weekend, Yorkshire Derby, you're not a local lad, but you've been here long enough now to know what these are about.
Yeah, well, to be fair, we had one quite recently, and it was quite a feisty one in first half anyway, a couple of meaty challenges. So now you always look forward to our Yorkshire Derby and stuff, so hopefully, yeah, we come out on top.
How much is it about keeping your heads in these situations and maybe not having a situation like Michael Higdon had?
No, like you said, you need to keep your head and don't get involved in anything, and if you do that, I think you've got a right chance to getting something from the game.
And Bradford, one of the newly promoted sides from last season, but they've adapted well to the league.
Yeah, to be fair, last season when I seen them, I thought they were a right good side, and I think they're up there in the top six this season, or seventh, I think they're.
Yes,
they've adapted quite well, and I think they'll be up there challenging towards the end of the season.
And again, it's one of the bigger stadiums in the division. It'll be a nice crowd there.
Yeah, it'll be a nice crowd, and like you say, it's a Yorkshire Derby, so hopefully there's a good atmosphere, and all the boys looking forward to it.